What up, y'all? I'm Duchess, and y'all are listening to the Crazy Fools Podcast. Make sure you check out our previous shows. Go to thesecrazyfools.podbean.com. Go like, follow, share. You can even leave us a comment and share these fools.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try your call again.
And you're listening to these crazy fools.
But I wanted to do a show about funny cousin stories, because every time I'm hanging out with y'all, y'all always have a story for me. Whatever we doing, we always laughing about something. And that's what I wanted to share with public.
And you're listening to these crazy fools.
Okay, we just gonna come clean. Me,
Roslyn, and Monica, they used to make me steer the car. The Buick, your black Buick, we used to, they get it, put it in neutral, I steer all the way to the end of the driveway. When we got it in the road, they jumped in it, crank it up, but we didn't cut the lights on until we got past Miss Lucinda in them house. And one time we stole the car, and we hit something. I think it was a hog or a dog or something. And yo, remember your speedometer was busted on your Buick that time? that's cause we did it. And then where's Stale? Your Subaru? Woo!
Oh, that one.
Yes,
I remember that one.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
That was the easiest steal.
Wait, you was asleep. You was falling asleep. And Roslyn say, it ain't time yet. So she'll throw something, Roslyn threw a shoe, hit the wall, you didn't move. Roslyn say, let's go. Roslyn threw that shoe, hit that wall, plop, ain't sad and move. Roslyn say, time to go.
Where y'all go?
We was in the Funky Four, Alley's, Shorty's. Wherever you and Rodney was. Yeah, wherever you and Rodney was. Exactly. Wherever you and Rodney was, we was.
And you listening to these crazy fools?
We did have a big old party out here one night when Monica was going to Calco, though. We had all the Henderson down here.
You had a party, your mama didn't know?
I was supposed to be supervisor. I guess I didn't make it that night.
You had a big block party down here. Everybody from Henderson was right down here. Four-wheelers, everything. We had everything down here. Monica didn't know nothing. Been going to Calco for 2 weeks.
I wasn't on duty. Wide open. It happened on my shit. Wide open.
Wide open. Hey.
And you listening to these crazy fools?
Do you say Jelly used to pee in the bed?
What the fuck?
Yep, he did. He did.
Huh?
You got a funny story?
Let me go get some cheesecake.
And that's your name.
Yes, ma'am.
McKay the one missing.
What's her name?
Sure.
McKay be calling them Michelle and
Melissa.
She done gave me a few names.
Mm-hmm.
And no, you the first girl he never brought around. He had no girlfriend.
He had a boyfriend.
She was wrong.
Hey, to each his own. Everybody need love. Ain't that right, Peanut?
Peanut said he don't appreciate your baby over here trying to bully him.
Peanut, I already told her about me and us and how we talk. Don't pay us no mind.
With your bugle boy jeans on, I see you.
Them is skinty.
He wear his low rider
with them hips.
Mm-hmm. Told him he needs to
got them hips like that.
High waist. I told him he needs to wear them high waisted pants. We're talking about cousin stories, funny stories.
Michelle got one. Michelle, what's your funny cousin story? You lying. Because I can think of a few.
You know a doctor's key is lie.
And you listening to these crazy fools?
Y'all know I love to fight. In school,
don't get no more after
the bus driver used to pick up the middle school kids is the same bus driver that picked up the high school kids. But the bus driver, she got on my nerves all year long. And I told her at the end of the school year, I'm going to get you. So the last day of school, I'm going to get her. But lo and behold, she had the high school kids on the bus. She told them to stay on the bus because she needed some help because it was a little girl. It was a girl at the middle school that was going to jump on her. Soon as I get on the bus, Sean on the bus. You talking about her? She going to do what? And I'm just like, wow, you told it on me like that? I couldn't get the bus driver because Sean was on the bus.
You going to get the bus driver?
Yeah, I was going to whoop her.
And you listening to these crazy fools?
Oh, that's it. Didn't you move, Paul?
I came in there. You left out the door.
For me? Yeah. I can't do that.
I was just on command. Like,
yeah.
Gerald, look at that four wheeler. Gerald, I'm right there.
Big Ben.
You can't bounce back off that.
You can't.
Big old B.
He was trying.
And you listening to these crazy fools?
Yours ain't kicked in.
I feel a little. Yeah. I know when I get ready to stand up.
The wrong time to know. You need to know now.
One time.
Well, they were looking at me when I drove up, like, go help her. What the hell? This is my stability.
Man, I went to Houston with my best friend, and we were supposed to be going to my other friend's house so she could cook. Well, she was taking time. I was like, y'all need to do something. I'm hungry. And I had a daiquiri, and I don't know, the daiquiri just making me hungry. I was like, I am hungry. And this girl said, girl, I got some of these cheese nips or whatever. And she said, but don't eat them too fast. And me, she pulled like, I think like two or three in my hand. I ate them. I said, oh, this is good. And she said, slow down on them. I pulled me some. I would eat them like Skittles. I said, oh, this is good. And she was like, come on, y'all, let's go. So we got ready to go, got in the car, and we went to one of them hibachi restaurants to eat. And when I was getting out of the car, I felt like I was in slow motion. Well, no, I was in slow motion. Got to the table and got ready to order. I was stuck. They videoed me. And they was like, order your food. I said, hell, I thought I was talking. I ain't said nothing.
Sound like somebody I know.
And I said, the video said, I wanted some chicken and shrimp or something or whatever. Got ready to pick up a fart. And they said that was all I could do. And they was like, well, just let's go to the bathroom or whatever. So I went to the bathroom and washed my face and come back out. I was stuck. I couldn't eat nothing. I couldn't do nothing. I said, just take me to the car. It's y'all fault. No, you the one was sitting there eating them like Skittles or whatever. So I hadn't touched one since.
You got to know your limits.
But that was my first time, so I didn't know. And then,
well, no, because they told her she didn't listen like that over there. She didn't listen. They told her.
What all they said was slow down. I did slow down. I didn't.
Oh, so the two or three she gave you, but then you ate them and then got the box and with the pouring your own and popping them like Skittles. That ain't what she said.
They forgot they was edible. They probably like thought it was candy.
And I was hungry.
It tastes something different. The ice
is
never again. Have you tried?
And you listening to these crazy fools?
Little joke.
Gotta be by Xavier.
So
these crazy fools.
So one Sunday, Mama let me drive the car. Church. After church. Me, Xavier.
Look. He looking like.
Be going to the house, play the game for a little bit, come back to church. We end up in Chapel Hill.
What up,
you must see something about Chapel Hill.
We end up in Chapel Hill. Over some girl house. Hello, Mama calling. Where y'all at? Y'all on your way back to church? When I say, this one you had the green grand and on two wheels, coming from 64, 259, to the church. We made it back, 30 minutes? From Chapel Hill to church. In 30 minutes.
I ain't seen Tyler.
Marty, 30 minutes. Don't you do it.
And we got in church
moment. Come here, Peanut.
What y'all been doing?
Marty, come here. I ain't
going nowhere. Y'all are terrible. I'll whoop every one of you right now.
You didn't never know.
And you listening to these crazy fools?
I was in high school. And I rode the bus. We got on the bus. Now, I ain't gonna lie. We did not really cover this particular bus driver. She was kind of mean. It was the last day of school.
Yeah, that's
right. And so the lady said, it was our last stop. You know, like maybe seven of us on the bus. And she's like, if y'all stay on the bus with me and go to my next school, you know, I appreciate it. I'll buy y'all some Emerson's chicken. That's the last day of school, so we can kick it. We weren't caring. And I'm like, what's going on? She's like, oh, it's just kids. They tell me they're going to jump on me, they're going to whoop me. I'm like, oh. And she's like, what school? They said, middle school. I'm like, oh, okay. So we rode. And then we were driving. I said, well, who's the worst one? This girl, the worst one. So we sitting out there, they just put up in school. School's out. You said, it was last day of school. All the kids running out, whatever. And she said, here she come. I look up, it's Mel Teresa. I said, this one right here, the one gonna whoop you. You gonna go sit down somewhere. She would have sat in the bus, didn't touch the lady, but I think the lady was very happy.
But I was mad. And I was.
And so, I mean, it was just funny. I'm like, I never would have thought that me and Teresa had the same bus driver. Didn't like her, but I had to protect her from my cousin.
She had to fight all her life.
All her life.
All her life. All her life.
All my life.
And you
had to fight.
And you listening to these crazy fools?
Because me and Bree shut the trail ride down. I'm like you. I come up in there because I thought it was this little gay boy. Because I thought he was hitting her. That's why I come through there. I was just slanging off. No, we're not finna do this. It was one-on-one, so let your homegirl was talking shit to us. So, you know, I had to sit back. But when I turned around to do something and come back, I seen the little punk on there. I didn't think I could run. I run over there and pulled him off of that. We're not finna do this.
And you listening to these crazy fools?
You had a sign at the church.
This is the queen bee.
Fight at the church. Fight at the church. Y'all had a fight.
Queen bee.
Who was it, Brenda?
Bad Tracy. He bad.
She hit me first.
This is doing the revival.
Okay. She hit me first.
So what we doing outside, though?
Doing the revival.
What we doing outside?
But you know, we put our money in the plate on the last, and then we all go outside. You know that. No, she hit me first because I had a couple of boyfriends at church, and she liked one of them.
A couple of boyfriends.
She had a couple of boyfriends at church. Jamie, George. Wasn't Billy Wayne at church, too? Bill Wayne with that church, Gigi. They ain't make the cut. It was revival. Everybody came to church that for revival. We was all sitting on the same pew. They ain't PG.
And you listening to these crazy fools?
Your baby like that? What she bite?
Did you know? Man, I went up to the school and it was a whole crowd around. My sister was coming through. And I ran right up in there with her. Get back. Get back.
Wait a minute. DJ Dave, she come to Henderson just for a little short time. And Roman knew that DJ Dave was his cousin. And they was at the high school. And so Romy had a basketball game or something, because we were small, Gene. And we were sitting out there, and somebody had said something, and Romy said, "Mama, man, everybody come up talking about, boy, your cousin is off the chain. Man, this girl, she wanted to fight everybody." I said, "Romy, what is she talking about? Dejanay. Man, everybody coming up talking about, man, your cousin. This girl ready to fight everybody." I said, "For sure."
"Babe, I can't throw that. Get back."
"What'd you say?"
"Get back." Because it looked like, you know, they
everybody
was
on her.
Looked like they was, you know, like they was rushing her. And I'm, "Get back."
And you listening to these crazy fools?
Jackie, Bumpy, Monica, Rosalind. I had a carpool. I go down the road in that. I had a Cutlass, and I go down the road. I turn right there at Brooks's and go down the car and lean to the side.
That blue one.
Yeah. They said all of. They said, "Woo, Stella showed out a bunch of kids." I said, "Well, those are not my children. Those are my nieces."
And you listening to these crazy fools?
And then it was Shonda when I was in labor.
Shonda.
When I was in labor with
Dejanay.
Yeah. And Shonda, you know, when she used, what's that, the bitch. Yeah, she had the bitch.
She was in that green car.
Yeah, the green car. And you know, she only put like $5 worth of gas in there. And I can remember us blocking on that $5. We had done did a couple of blocks.
When you was going to jump on Elsa's roof?
Oh, no, I was in the car with her then. Okay, I was in the car that day.
She jumped on Elsa's roof. They don't going to. She did that. Oh, yeah.
She was. Eva Doris House.
Yeah. When I went in the label?
No. Jumped on Elsa's roof.
Yeah, you told her she better be aware of all the
doors. Oh, yeah. Because she was, I don't know, I pulled up and she was in Shonda's face and I don't know what they was doing. I just know she was too close to Shonda. That's all I know.
Oh, that's how she doing it?
That's how she doing it.
Okay.
Now, who doing it?
She killed Tracy.
And you went to fight.
And I got out, got my stick and with the welling on it.
And you listening to these crazy fools?
Tango Ray.
Watching that clock too, because we knew what time we were supposed to be back. Baby, I said, "Bumpy, you about ready?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Come on, we got to get them back."
The eyes is kind of stuck on the floor. So.
Thank you.
And you're listening to these crazy fools.
So you said y'all dropped Notion.
You smart. You smart. Anything you say, Candy, will be used against you.
She won't ever hear you. She don't listen to the podcast.
And Bubba, when know she hit you in your back?
Oh, I'm standing there in the dark, dancing in front of me, watching the video, doing something. Walked up behind me. Bam! Wow! Right in the middle of my back. I turned around and looked at her and said, "Oh, no shit." That's all I can say. She just wrapped me out of nowhere.
Wrapped me in her back.
Damn. Damn.
And you listening to these crazy fools?
Always love each other, get along, and show love for one another.
Amen.
That's what we need to do.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try your call again.